Welcome to Fellowship of the Cross podcast. I am Pastor Josh. This week's podcast, Chesed, God's unfailing love and faithfulness. Hello, fellow believers in Christ. This week, we're going to explore week two of Chesed versus agape love and the difference between the two. This week is Chesed. No, I'm not going to pronounce it the Hebrew way and give everybody a nice shower with my saliva. No, I'm just going to pronounce it Chesed. And Chesed, God's unfailing love and faithfulness. Understanding Chesed. Chesed is a Hebrew word that encapsulates a depth of meaning that transcends mere translation. It's a term that speaks of God's steadfast love, mercy, and faithfulness toward humanity. Let us explore its significance. The unconditional love, Chesed, goes beyond human comprehension. It is God's unwavering commitment to his people, regardless of their actions or circumstances. It says, I love you because I am love, not because of anything we have done. Covenant relationship. The root of Chesed lies in the concept of covenant. It signifies a binding promise, a relationship that endures through thick and thin. God's chesed is not fleeting. It is an everlasting covenant. Generosity and kindness. Chesed combines kindness, goodness, and mercy. It is a love that gives abundantly, even when we do not deserve it. God's chesed is like a wellspring of grace that never runs dry. Examples of chesed in Scripture. Let us explore some instances where God's chesed shines brightly. Ruth and Naomi. In the book of Ruth, we witness the beautiful chesed between Ruth and her mother-in-law, Naomi. Ruth's commitment to Naomi, her unwavering loyalty and sacrificial love, reflects God's own chesed toward his people. David and Mephibosheth. King David extends chesed to Mephibosheth, the crippled grandson of his dear friend Jonathan. Despite the weakness and vulnerability, David invites him to dine at his royal table, a picture of God's grace and acceptance. The prodigal son. Jesus tells the parable of the prodigal son who squanders his inheritance and ends up destitute. Yet when he returns home, his father runs to embrace him, demonstrating chesed, a love that forgives, restores, and celebrates. Our response to God's chesed. As recipients of God's chesed, how should we respond? Gratitude. Let us recognize God's unmerited favor and express gratitude for his enduring love. Our hearts should overflow with thanksgiving. Imitate his love. Just as Godchos has said, we are called to extend it to others. Let us love unconditionally, forgive generously, and remain faithful in our relationship. Trust His faithfulness. When life's storms rage, remember God's covenantal love. His, has said, is our anchor, the unchanging rock on which we stand. Hesed is more than a theological concept. It is an invitation to experience God's heart. May we bask in His love, knowing that His Hesed endures forever. As the psalmist declares, "The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in Hesed." Psalm 145, verse 8. May we walk in the footsteps of our loving God, showing Hesed to a hurting world. Amen.